All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Guys, we're back with Lust Academy, so let's go ahead and get started. So, going to bed, sleep until morning. I'm so glad I woke up so early. I'll have time to get ready and still get to class. Friday's getting closer, and I have no idea where the scroll will take me, and what skills I might need to survive that trip. That means that Victoria's lessons are an opportunity I can't miss. Okay, it's time to start getting ready. Oh, Elijah's already woken up? Never seen him up so early in the morning. Well, I guess there's no harm in a friendly chat with him. Plus, I still have some time. Bro, hi. I was just thinking about you. What a surprise. I want to show you something. You just have to see it. But classes are about to start. I don't want to be late. Does anyone care about being late? Although the truth is, this thing is worth skipping class for. Elijah, I really don't want to go anywhere, except to class. Come on, Grim, I have no intention of keeping you long. Make up your mind. Where is your healthy, adventurous spirit? I hope I won't regret it. Why did you bring me into this forest, Elijah? And why have you been so mysteriously silent all the way? All this way? Elijah, your sly smile is making me uncomfortable. Answer me! It seems that the idea of the Overlord agent is about to go from paranoia to reality. Grim, why did you stop? Come on, it's not far from here. You must have passed by this place many times. Could you at least give me a hint on where we're going? No spoilers, you have to see it with your own eyes. We're almost there. Less than a minute to go. How I hate these secrets and reticences. If I had been anyone else, I would have told him to go to hell a long time ago. Another question, though. Why am I so protective of Elijah? Here we are. Do you see anything unusual? The forest. A tree in the forest. What else am I supposed to see here? That's the beauty of it. Nothing to catch your eye. Give me your hand here and I'll show you something. You have to put your palm on this tree right here. Can you feel the vibration coming on? A long time ago, I tripped here and grabbed onto this tree to keep from falling. Then I saw what you are about to see. Wow! A portal! A real one! You didn't just surprise me, you shocked me, Elijah! Where does this portal lead to? Come with me and you'll find out. I hope Elijah isn't luring me into a trap. After Jacob's death, I don't trust random portals in forests. Grim, what are you waiting for? Follow me. It's perfectly safe here. Natural curiosity makes it impossible to refuse, and there's no reason not to trust you. Of course not. I always keep my promises. Come on, don't just stand there. Come here. Wait, tell me what's on the other side. Go through the portal and find out for yourself. I'll say it again, Elijah. I really hope I won't regret this. This is exactly the place I wanted to show you, Grim. It cannot be called a complete world, but rather a sort of pocket world. A small and cozy medieval-style dimension with no one else around. There is only this bridge in the castle. It's impossible to go any further. But first, let's get rid of the portal so no one sees it. You'll have to put your hand on that tree again, and then the portal will disappear. You see, it isn't that complicated. A portal that works without spells. That's new. It works, and as you can see, it works great. Isn't that cool? The strange portal closed. How did it come into existence? I have no idea. Most likely some students were experimenting here. If you've known about this place for a long time, why did we go to the park last time? I wasn't ready to tell you about this little hidden world of mine yet. You found an unknown portal and weren't afraid to enter it? You're insane! Did you forget about what happened to your father? Your brother? Ezra was imprisoned in another world for several years because he incautiously entered a random portal. Come on, Grim, don't be such a drag. This could be a great adventure. Sometimes I feel like you're my little brother. You're so direct and unpredictable, I can't help but wonder. And there's no sense of self-preservation whatsoever. Come on, Grim. When else would you be able to admire such unrivaled beauty? Also, try to tell me that you don't like it here and want to leave as soon as possible. Elijah, you know very well that's not true. This castle and its surroundings are wonderful. So I was right to bring you here. And don't argue with me anymore, haha. In any case, I've decided that I won't keep any secrets from you. You are my best and most loyal friend. I really appreciate everything you do for me. So use it. Think of it as your secret room. A place where you can be completely and absolutely alone. Thank you, Elijah. This is a very unexpected and nice gift. I'll get out of your hair. I suggest you take a look around. There really is a lot to admire, even though it isn't that big. In short, make yourself comfortable. And when you want to go back, put your hand on this tree like I did. Elijah, bye, and thank you. You're welcome, bro. I haven't been here for a while now, so no need to be afraid that I might randomly show up. I'll keep that in mind. Elijah managed to surprise me. However, a portal of this kind is a real discovery for me. Elijah is certainly right about one thing. I can hide from prying eyes here. Maybe someday I could really use it. Oh, shoot! I've completely forgotten about my classes. No need to panic. I can still make it if I run. Oh, Victoria, the way your eyes shine. Definitely don't regret coming here. Hello, everyone. Our class is about to start. Today's lesson is about magic catalysts. Catalysts? Isn't that something from chemistry class? That was my least favorite subject at school. The use of magic catalysts is fairly common in our world. Therefore, every self-respecting student of magical sciences should be well aware of what it is and how it works. If anyone else is confused, please refer to chapter 15 in our textbook for more information. There's an interesting and good example of this topic. As you may have noticed, our lessons pay close attention to practice. So I'm going to show you how magic catalysts work. Take a look! This is an ordinary fireball that we are all capable of creating. That's the ordinary one? That's a perfect fireball. Mine doesn't look anything like that. Its destructive potential is obvious and it can cause severe damage. Nothing unusual, however. A few seconds and... voila! That's all. Let's now try to make our spell even more powerful. Just a moment now. I have it somewhere on my desk. Oh, take all the seconds you want, baby. I could stare at this all day. Here it is. What I have here is a magical catalyst. They may vary in color, but you can easily distinguish them by the unusual shape. It seems fairly harmless, doesn't it? However, you need to be cautious with this. Even if you didn't pay attention to the beginning of the lesson, like Joshi, for example. Perk your ears up now. Using magical catalysts will enhance the potency of your spell. However, you must keep in mind these empowered spells will be difficult to control. Resort to magic catalysts only if you are completely confident in your abilities, alright? If you intend to harm an opponent, you may instead harm yourself even worse. Whoa, it's double the size! Take note, the fireball has increased in power exponentially from the catalyst. Damn. One or two of those would be enough to kill anyone. Yikes! And finally, the crystal has been scorched completely from the reaction. This very easily could have been my hand, however. I've managed to redirect the excess energy back into the crystal itself. Achieving this requires hard work, dedication, and many hours of practice. Finally, I want to warn those of you who are members of the Dueling Club. No catalysts are allowed in the arena. I've never seen anyone get searched. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. Class is over. Well, I won't say the lesson was useless, but I expected something more practical. What do you mean practical? She showed you how to freaking use fireballs. What's the point in learning about catalysts if I couldn't use one anyway? Maybe Sabrina's lesson will have more practical use for me. Let's find out. Welcome, class. Today we're going to learn a very important skill. It's only indirectly related to potions, but it can seriously help you in the future. If you need to find out what kind of potion is in front of you, you should analyze it. And today I'm going to teach you how to do this analysis correctly, anticipating your questions about what you might need it for. Suppose you see a man unconscious and next to him a container with an unknown potion. While the medics are treating the person, you can find out if the potion was poisonous. Wow, chemical expertise? This should be interesting. It's simple enough. The main thing is to be careful not to inhale the vapors of an unknown potion. And don't let it get on your skin. First, let's practice this potion and I'll show you how to do it properly. Sabrina, I'm all ears. Especially since I don't recall such a paragraph in our textbook. It seems you decided to give us the knowledge to stand up to the Overlord's servants. I wonder if she'll need volunteers today. I'd go. You've probably already seen these reagents on my desk. True, no one asked me what was in those tubes. Today, you'll find out. The test tubes contain reagents that will help us find out what kind of potion is in front of us. And here's the first potion we're going to test today. If Sabrina said the first, there must be more. Hold on, guys. Let me get some water real quick. If Sabrina said the first, then there must be more. This means my chances of trying this test myself are pretty good. We'll need test strips, which are available in any chemistry lab. We'll put a drop of the unknown potion on the strip. We really only need one drop. We don't need to pour a lot. Well, it's pretty simple. Anyone can do it. I wonder what'll happen next. Now we need a drop of the substance from this test tube. It contains a universal agent to help recognize the nature of a magical potion. Other tubes contain auxiliary substances in case the universal agent does not work. We won't need any auxiliary substances today, because I've chosen simple potions to investigate. Look how the color has changed. We need to remember what the original color of the potion was, and what it became after the application of the universal agent. Now we need the guidebook. You probably saw it on my desk already. We are invested in the table for determining potions with the universal agent. The original color of the potion is a rich amber, but the new color is green. Therefore, in all likelihood, we have a healing potion in front of us. As you can see, there is nothing complicated about the process. If the universal agent does not work, then simply repeat the procedure one at a time with additional reagents. Who wants to try out the role of a lab technician? Miss Spellman, may I? Grim, I've never doubted for a second that it would be you. Yay, I've got my hand up before everyone else. Come here to the table. Here's the potion you'll be researching. Respect all the actions I just showed you. If you do it right, in a few minutes we'll know what kind of potion is in this vial. I think I've seen this potion before. Damn, I can't remember what we learned in that class. I can't wait to find out what it is. Take your time, Grim. Remember, just one drop is enough. I am, Miss Spellman. Good. Now take the tube with the universal agent. Well done. Try to get both drops to fall in the same place on the strip. I feel like a medieval alchemist, and the entourage is favorable to it. And were there similar reagents in the Middle Ages? A reaction seems to have begun. Now let's see what this new color turns out to be. Excellent. Grim, what color did our test strip become after applying the universal agent? As far as I can see, it's a purple shade. And what is the original color of the potion we're studying? I'd say it's scarlet in color. Did you find the table we need in the guidebook? Looking, Miss Spellman. Ah, there it is. The original color is scarlet. The new color is purple. This is a mesmerizing potion. You're absolutely right, Grim. That's it. Actually, I should have known. We went through this potion at the beginning of this semester. Nevertheless, you should not expect to identify the potion by its color. I, for example, know about half a dozen scarlet potions at a glance. Wow, yes. Now I understand why additional verification is required here. Can I ask you a question, Miss Spellman? When a universal agent is not enough and you have to apply others, how do you understand it? It's simple. The stain on the strip is brown and difficult to identify. You can go back to your seat and thank you for the helpful question. All that's left is to take everything off the table. The test strips are sensitive to light, so it's best to store them in a dark place. If you need any of them, you always know where to find them. It's worth remembering this. God forbid it should ever come in handy. This concludes our lesson for today. I hope you know how to determine which potion you have encountered. Class dismissed. I wish there were more such unusual lessons. Finally, no classes left. I can do whatever I want. Maybe even try something new, like the BDSM stuff that Emily was talking about. I should stop by Molly's cafe and ask if Emily is still down to try this. Worst case scenario, she's not. But I'm still getting coffee from Molly's. Yeah, sounds like a win-win situation. Well, guess I'm Sherlock. Anyway, she's here. Now it's my turn. It's scary to discuss things like that in public, and if those are her rules, I'll play that game. As usual, her eyes are glued to that screen. She's so sexy. But she certainly won't be offended if I interrupt her solitude this evening. Hey, Emily. Hello, Grim. Mind if I keep you company? I must say you look great, as always, in fact. Starting a conversation with a compliment is a win-win. But what can I do if that's the way it is? That sounds like you want to make me blush. No, I mean, yes, it's just nice to look at you. Have a seat. I'm always glad to have such eloquent conversation, an eloquent conversation partner. By the way, I've been meaning to ask for a long time. When did you start working at the academy? Just a minute, you're asking about my age, aren't you? Nice try. I wouldn't think of it. You're young and beautiful, and the numbers... Who cares about the numbers? Then why do you ask? I want to get to know you better. You're a huge mystery to me. Ha ha, well, there's nothing surprising or mysterious about me. I came to the academy as a student and started work as a librarian here. Books are a part of me. I adore the smell of them. For me, it is better than any perfume. I'm a little worried. I feel like my heart is about to burst out of my chest. I'll never forgive myself if I don't try it at least once. No more hesitations. Let's go. Emily, actually I came to tell you that I'm ready to follow you. Is this what I think it is? Your final decision? Yes, that's right. Follow me. But walk a little behind me so no one else thinks we're together. We don't need rumors and wanton gossip. I wonder if she'll change into that seductive outfit for me. She'll probably whip me, hope it doesn't hurt me too much. I'm sure Emily would never do anything too bad to me. I must be crazy to join her world. The curves on her, her figure is so tempting. It won't be long until I get to know Emily more intimately. Such a gorgeous ass. Oh, I think I'm about to pop a boner. Will Emily allow me at least to touch her? I must warn you again. This is my secret room, and no one must know about it. Once you enter, you're to obey my every order. Every single one. Remember that. You can refuse at any time. I like to subdue people, but not in this case, if you know what I mean. Yes, Emily, I understand you perfectly. Good. We have an understanding. Okay, folks, this is going to be some hardcore BDSM. Well, I don't know how hardcore it's going to get. It's probably not going to be a starless, sleepless level, but it is going to get crazy. So letting you guys know ahead of time, but some of you guys are totally into this shit, so let's get started. Wow, this room is beyond my wildest imagination. So much going on in here, and it's frightening. This is where my sessions are held for the select few. I'm very glad to be among them. I take it that this is where it all happens? No. This bed is only for special occasions, and you and I are going to have a training session tonight. It's a bit of a pity. Looks impressive. Wait, you're putting me into that contraption? So impatient. No, it's obviously not going to happen today. You haven't earned that right yet. Was it just me, or did Emily's voice sound more stern? I shouldn't make her angry. A simple chair may well suffice for our communication in this mode. It's very durable and completely safe, because it keeps the person tied to it from falling. These surprises make my hair stand on end. I have to prepare for my session. Turn around. I don't like the in-between stages. I know you're confused, but turn around. Yes, Emily, sorry. I'm a little slow. I think I saw a nice screen. Emily must be changing in there right now. Will I see her in a similar outfit, like the one in that special photo? Can't wait to see her. Turn around and look at your mistress! There she is, guys. Wow, this outfit looks even better in person than it does in the photo. I like the rapture in your eyes. Emily, you are unsurpassed. Silence, your lesson begins. I've never been more excited to begin a lesson. You don't need your clothes. You'll wear this instead. Obedience and trust. You trust me, don't you, Grim? Otherwise, you wouldn't have come here today. The feelings you're having right now are completely normal. You trust in your mistress completely. Our interactions are a session of trust from beginning to end. You do realize that I'm not going to hurt you and that I have no such intention, right? Yes, Mistress Emily. I'm completely in your power. I'm glad to hear that. Where should we start? You'll find out soon. Get down on all fours. Is this your first order, Mistress Emily? You catch on fast, Grim. Mistress Emily, I am ready to follow and do your bidding. Remember this moment because your life will now be divided into it before and after. Just as how my own life got divided. You submit and serve. I'll tell you what to do. You're quick to follow my orders without a second thought. Your mistress provides maximum pleasure to both you and herself. Consider the first lesson over. You've had enough for today. If you want to continue, meet me at the cafe and say, you want to turn in your books. That's the signal. Speaking of books, I trust you haven't forgotten your promise to collect lost books for me. I get really turned on by books. The more you turn in, the further we can get in our, classes. Now get dressed and get out of here. Any newcomer needs time to cope with new emotions, and you are no exception. Today was the first time you felt what it meant to submit. Remember this feeling and relish it. When I leave, wait 5 minutes. Then you can leave, and don't forget to shut the door. Yes, Mistress Emily, I'll do as you command. It's not so scary, but my head was spinning. I think I need to rest. Strange, for some reason I have no desire to take this collar off. Having it on at the academy would put me in a silly situation. I'll leave it here. Okay, that's the end of the day for Lust Academy, guys. We'll see you back here for more Lust Academy next, not next week, but the week after on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. All right, guys, I'm out. Have a good one.